usually says that, you know, you're going to the right spots with the ball, you're doing the right thing. So trying to keep it somewhere up in there, and hopefully it'll be that way throughout the course of the season.
You were went out for a bunch of lead blocks during the course of the game. I mean, is that just...
You
just talk about,
you know,
the decisions.
You know, it's Monday night. You figure, you know, show off a little bit. You know, rest of our games at 1 o'clock, so they might not be televised. So, just try to get the people what they wanted to see.
Is there?
You took a bunch of hits. How you feeling coming off the game?
How many?
What's that?
I said, how many? You said, I said, you should know.
How did you finish watching? How long took that first quarter to watch?
True. I don't know. I mean, I took a couple, but I mean, I really didn't pay any attention to it. It was good to get hit. I really didn't get tackled too much in the preseason. So, it just prepares you for the weeks moving forward.
Is there less of a chance for Sean
and Bobby? I mean, I think he can get hurt at any point in the game. I mean, some guys had their worst injuries just standing in the pocket, and torn ACLs and things like that. So, injuries is what happens in this game, and there's no way to prevent it. You know, every player is at risk on every play.
There was at least one.
Yeah, the groin area though. Still feeling it at all, or
not really? I got treatment, but it was just sore for the moment.
Okay.
But after the game, I was still feeling good. Still feeling like I could play a couple more quarters. You know, so I'm just trying to continue with my endurance and continue to, do all the right things that'll keep me upright and keep me on the field.
Well, at least one of the read options, you handed the ball off and they still came and hit you. Is that allowed? What's your understanding of what's permitted there?
From my understanding, until I guess the defender realizes that you're not carrying the ball, he can hit you. So those guys did a great job last week of not, overdoing it or taking it too far. Not putting the team in a position where they can, cause an unnecessary penalty. Everybody got to be smart about it, and we have to as well as quarterbacks.
But I assume you saw the Clay Matthews play in the Packers' game, where that was, he's way out of bounds.
Yeah.
Now, do you think you just, in general, have to be cognizant after you hand the ball off, but you're in a read option of what guys are doing around you and how they're coming at you?
In this game, you always got to be on alert. I mean, as a quarterback, you got no guys that are gunning for you. They want to hit you. You have to, just keep your head on the swivel and understand that, you can be hit at any moment, not take anything lightly, and, give it 110% effort, each and every down. Things going to happen. You can just leave it in the hands of the referees.
When you saw that Clay Matthews play, as a quarterback, what were you thinking?
I was looking for the flags as a quarterback and watching at home. I was looking for the flags. The referees did their job.
My
challenges. Well, we had a chance to watch them this morning for the first time. Watched a little bit of film yesterday. I just think the way they played the Texans last week, they did a great. On Monday, they did a great job of putting pressure on the quarterback and keeping the game out of reach to a certain point. So any team is a threat. It's all about execution on our end.
Mike, I guess when you came into the league, Chargers had the number one pick. Do you remember how that went?
When I first came into the league, I thought I was going to San Diego, but it didn't happen. And things can happen on the night of the draft, and I ended up in Atlanta, and that was my career.
Have you talked to Shabby, your buddy Shabby, yet about facing that defense this week?
I haven't spoke to him. I mean, our styles of play are totally different. Our offense is not like the Texans' offense. So, the only thing I could do is watch the film and see what they did and how they count.
With Chip wanting to run things faster, I'm sure he started working on it. What are the things, which is amazing, what are the things that you as an offense and you as a quarterback could do to kind of run it faster than you did last week?
I don't know. I think our tempo is dictated by us making our calls and recognizing everything quick. I don't know if it's a way to run it as faster than what we did. I wouldn't know. I mean, you guys put it on the clock, and if you can clock every play, then maybe we can gauge it a little bit. But you get it down to 10-11, we'll try. That's always the goal. Always a goal.
They kind of talk to you about the lead blocking and not doing it. Did they pretty much tell you not to do it anymore?
Nah, because it might happen again. I try not to make it happen. I try not to do it, but I mean, just the way we run the read option, it's just sometimes the ball get cut back and I'm standing there and I'm not going to let, you know, my teammate get hit by a guy. Maybe I just get in the way next time and just try to wall him off. Something easy.
Instinct, I mean, you're there.
I'm a football player at the end of the day. I'm not just a quarterback, I'm a football player. You know, I do whatever it takes to win.
In the first half, you're on pace for 40-plus throws. Is that... Do you expect to be throwing that high volume, or do you think where you finish?
I think it's just going to be a balance. It's all in what coach sees and him recognizing what the defense is giving us, and it's all predicated on his game plan, how he want to attack. So whatever he feels we need to do, I'm going to be there, ready to go. I like throwing the football. I like running the football. And I love when Deshaun and Bryce can you know, get their yards, positive yards as well. So. However we do it, it doesn't make a difference as long as we're moving football.
You conceded that at this stage of your career, he's not going to try to teach you the hook slide or anything like that. Do you appreciate the fact that this coaching staff just kind of lets you do
it? Yeah, I mean, Chip doesn't, you know, bother me about the small little nuances and things that, you know, people think I should change. You know, he leaves the ball in my court. He understands, and I understand that. You know, if I put my body in jeopardy at risk, then, you know, I'm putting this football team at risk. You know, I feel like I'm being, you know, selfish to my teammates. So it's just something that I have to gauge. And, you know, we're not going to try to change it at this point. You know, I think I can make it through.
There's some talk about people being interested in what's happening with you getting game film. But do you kind of, on the positive side, feel like you're just getting started, learning it yourself, like there's much more good to come?
I mean, we're not going to do the same things this week that we did last week. I mean, I don't think there's no team in the National Football League that would do that. But you never know. Whatever our coach sees and whatever he thinks is fit, you know, to beat their scheme, then we may. But I know it's going to be maybe a totally different game plan.
You talked about how you kind of fell in love with the game again. Have you seen it with Deshaun, too?
Yeah, Deshaun is a totally different football player right now. I mean, it's things that he want to accomplish in this game and things that he want to accomplish for himself. But in doing that, you have to make sure you take care of your business on the field. And it's not just about playing on Sundays. It's things that you do when you're not playing on Sundays and, you know, throughout the course of a week. And I think Deshaun is starting to understand that, and he's doing a great job of it. I'm very proud of him.
I've got more plays. Sean had a pretty big game, but are there more plays that he can make in this offense than showed up in that game?
I mean, a variety of plays. Yeah, I mean, there's more, but you know, I don't know if it's not broke, don't fix it.
What about volume? Is there more touches
for him?
Think he could still be effective with more touches.
More touches of the ball. Yeah, I mean, I think he can definitely. You know, get better. We don't want to wear him down. We're going to need him throughout the course of the season. But we do have some good backups behind him. And I think, you know, he's a guy who doesn't mind sharing carries. And he's unselfish. And if he can get a breather, I'm pretty sure he'll be all for it.
Was practice right back?
Two more guys?
Up tempo, fast pace. And what's that like coming off the game and then getting right back into it?
Absolutely. It was tough because on you know, we just played on Monday. And, you know, it was a tough game. It was a rough game. It wasn't an easy game by any stretch. But you know, to get out here and run full speed and get back in the tempo and get going, we was able to come out and have an effective practice. I mean, it was supposed to be a walkthrough, but guys were running and it just turned into a full all-out practice. So, credit to the guys.
My quarterbacks were guys like have been considered John Elway, Jim Kelly, and guys like that. You see yourself that kind of giving the way, giving your approach to the game, not wanting to slide and all that other stuff.
Absolutely. I just know that, you know, the way I play the game, I play fearless, I play and I have fun. And it's the way I've been doing this since I've been a kid. But I leave that up to the fans to judge, to the people to judge. You know, my mom told me she was proud of me and the way I play. So I think that's a good thing.
With guys like Matt and Nick Foles and stuff, I mean, now that you guys are got the roster down, regular practice schedule, are they getting, like, the reps that – practice that maybe they
wouldn't
have gotten last year?
They're getting enough. I think they're getting enough reps. I think, you know, to have your backups getting 4 or 5 reps of practice is better than those guys get none. So to have them, you know, just getting some plays in, keeps them in the rhythm. They still have a general understanding of you know, what the game plan is and what needs to be executed. So it's good on that part. It's a great strategy by our coaches.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.